I'm going to record a normal audio boo now with my spoffle on. Just really on the subject of being kind to yourself and enjoying little things, really. I'm in the woods. I had a message on Facebook from an old friend, a very good old friend, full of really sound advice and real kind of like just the sort of, you know, you're at a point and you could just really do with someone pointing a few things out to you, and it was one of them. And so yeah, we didn't just walk as far to test the spoffle, we ended up in the woods. And as I walk around the woods, you know, at the moment it first of all is poppy's paradise because all the horse chestnuts have dropped their fruits, and the floor is literally covered in conkers. Or rather, the remnants of conkers, because along with that, the squirrels have made an appearance, and they are everywhere. It's like, I mean, I grew up on in Formby by a red squirrel reserve. Spent a lot of time there in my youth, and was all very interested in the whole cause and the idea of preserving red squirrels, because the greys were so prolific and so aggressive and such predators that they were wiping them out, and still are. Here we haven't got reds, we've got grey squirrels, but it's as busy as the reserve in Formby. They're everywhere. Poppy can't stand still for a second because she has to chase them up trees. I've tried to make a point at them rather than run at them, but she's just not interested in my treats when there's squirrels, and she's salivating heavily. I'm taking my time on the walk, eating blackberries as I go. I've found various different mushrooms. Oh, I've just found some more. Let's pick one of these. I'm really just picking them to photograph and identify when I get back. This one doesn't look edible. You know, it appears to smell. Yeah, well, I'll photograph that with this audio boo, I think. It looks like a parasol, actually. But yes, lots of different mushrooms. I've not been picking to eat. I've taken the odd one just to photograph. If I find they're edible, I know where they are. I've geotagged the photographs, and I'll come back and get them. Oh, and some more. Gosh, I've just hit a fungi glut. Yeah, it's just amazing, really, to walk around and keep your eyes open and not rush the walk. You see so many things around you, some immediate pleasures, some that evoke memories, others that fascinate. It just can't be underestimated how valuable it is. I'm actually looking forward to going back and sitting down with my laptop and crafting the most perfect pitch for Love Fresh you can imagine. I've tried it so many days, it's a real mental block, as I've booed about before. But yeah, the small things, they're the things that make my brain come back down to reality and stop blowing things out of proportion, i.e. making challenges seem bigger than they are, you know, making stressors feel abnormal when they're just the sort of feelings everyone encounters doing everyday life. Just taking time to breathe, taking time to generally not have anything going on in your head apart from a little bit of fascination, a little bit of interest, and mild kind of cathartic strolling. Anyway, yeah.